WWIB as we welcome Jason Kanz. First thoughts, he's on the line this morning. 25 degrees. 25 degrees. I mean, when's the last time I said that was the wake-up temperature?
June?
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
It has been. It has been a long time. I play Save Your Shadow. That's one of my mom's favorite songs. She listens to the live stream of the show. She doesn't catch us, though. It's more like after 7 in the morning. So I don't know why I'm playing that the day after her birthday. She turned 81 yesterday. And I shared that my son was at dance lessons, and his teacher invited me in to watch his hip-hop routine. And I mentioned, yeah, my mom's 81. I'm going to send her. She's like, wow, 81. I mean, that's, you know, way to go, mom, that's right?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to her.
Yeah, she's a great. I'm blessed. And you are too, right? We both have great moms.
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Well, I want to get to something you posted on Facebook, but let's start with our Path to Wholeness Lenten devotion. So sum it up for us this morning.
Yeah, so this morning is As We Forgive Ourselves is the title of it. And it's kind of dealing with recognizing first God's forgiveness, but then do we appreciate that for ourselves? And the author makes the point from Psalm 103 where it says, as far as the east is from the west, so far he removes our transgressions from us. And I think that's a good thing for us to remember, but so often we hold on to our own guilt and our own shame. And the author makes the point, he says, once God has forgiven us, we need to let go of our guilt. If it sticks around, it's not of God. And I've heard this story before, but he talks in here, he says, one of my close friends, who's a psychiatrist, was having lunch with a colleague who was an administrator in an inpatient mental health facility, and he told my friend, you know, if I could ever get two messages into the heart of each of these patients, I could release most of them today. You are forgiven and you are loved. And that really stood out to me because I think it's so important for us to remember as believers those two messages. And
that's for sure.
You are forgiven and you are loved.
Well, for you as a guy who's got tattoos, those wouldn't be bad ones to get tattooed on each arm, right?
Yeah, exactly. But again, it's so easy to forget that. And I think that's part of the message that we need to understand about God is he does separate us from our sins as far as the east is from the west. And when you think about that language, that's meant to communicate we can't get close to it again, right? I mean, I can go west, go west, go west, go west, and there's still east. So again, I think self-forgiveness is a really important part of this.
Mm-hmm. No, that's great. That's great stuff. And with self-forgiveness can come self-forgetfulness, which is something you're also passionate about.
Right. Absolutely. The idea that, and that comes from an idea from Tim Keller, mm-hmm. Our opinions of ourselves don't matter. Other people's opinions about us don't matter. The opinion that matters is God's. And if mm-hmm. we can live in that freedom and then in that reality, boy, I think... It would be deeply healing.
I am forgiven and I am loved. All right. If you don't get it tattooed, at least tattoo it mentally, indelibly, indelible ink in your brain, right? So,
yes, absolutely.
Write it down. I am forgiven. I am loved. I am loved and I am forgiven. So, I don't know which comes first, but the chicken or the egg. You had a great and a fascinating post yesterday. I was the first to comment on. I take pride in being like one of your most enthusiastic likers on Facebook. You got to follow Jason on Facebook. He's just an interesting and a fascinating guy. I'm a big fan. And so he says, I'm a confessed book glutton, and that you said you had a tendency to get obsessed with authors, reading everything you can get your hands on from them in a short span. And you gave us a rough timeline of the authors that you've been obsessed with, though you're certain some are missing. And I thought this was really fascinating. And I even thought of a term for you. As we head into baseball season, instead of the designated hitter, you're like our designated reader because you are. Because I'm like, well, has Jason read it? Let's get Jason to read it. He'll read it. And I'd love to work through. I want to work through this list with you. And it's going to take a while because it's a lot of authors, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And I tried to track back even all the way to high school, which I think is about when I first really started to love reading.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of authors on here, and it was interesting kind of going through and thinking about, okay, who did I get really hooked on for a while? And
so, because the fascinating part, even with the Larry Crabb, is the fact that you'd never heard of him even, I think. And then all of a sudden you read everything from him to the point that you write the lead article in a book summing up all of his books and then edit and help bring together a conference on that, right? Living in the Larger Story. And not all that long, I mean, you hadn't even known who he was.
Right, yeah. I mean, I had heard his name for sure, but I would not have been able to tell you the title of any of the books that he had written. But you're right. I mean, I just kind of jumped in, and it was I dove deep once I did.
So what I want to do starting tomorrow, and again, we're going to have to do this. I guess we'll do the devotion first, and like we did today, and then we'll this will be our subject for a while. The rest of the week and probably beyond is I want to talk about those about that author. About what you remember from their books, and then we'll just kind of move on. And so it may be one author a day or maybe more. So we'll wait and see, okay?
That sounds awesome.
All right, good. Love you.
Perfect. Love you, too.
All right, he's on the line, as he is with us most Mondays, Drew Fralick, counselor and comedian. Drew, good morning.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
I see Josiah Jones, the up and rising star in the comic and acting world. He's got things going on, doesn't he? He was with us kind of a couple of weeks, but this proved to be a little early for him. But he said he looks forward to return visit. He was just at the Cleveland Improv. I mean, the guy's
he's out there pounding the pavement.
Yeah,
even in the middle of a pandemic, he's out there hustling.
Well,
it's amazing.
My mom had a birthday yesterday. She lives about 4 hours away. I was raised in Milwaukee, and Wauwatosa is a suburb. Anyhow, we have a store in Wisconsin called Kohl's. I don't know, do you have Kohl's in Michigan?
Kohl's.
And they have a lot of good things. I remember when Scott Walker was the governor, he talked about like using some examples to try to help people understand it. Like there's Kohl's Cash and you get coupons and there's different things. Anyhow, all of that, my mom really likes to shop there. And so that's a traditional gift for her. I know it's a go-to. And so I'm on... And so there's the traditional way. I just think of myself as the world's slowest online shopper. Like I thought, hey, I could go to the brick and I'm 56 years. I'm used to that old school shopping, and I could have gone out a number of times. I've gone out to the brick and mortar store. I go buy the card. I mail it. Maybe I'd have the kids sign a card. But then I thought, hey, rather than being late this year, I can do the e-card, and I've done it before. But I mean, there's the whole like going on and I'm like, I have to work through like a few different times I go on because I have to, you know, do you have a Kohl's account and you have to sign in and go through that? And then you want to order. And then I don't know, I just feel like I am a turtle when it comes to online shopping. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, that's hilarious because now it's like, you know, you have to basically verify your identity like five times over when you're shopping online. That's interesting you say that, Mark. I'm the exact opposite of you.
Okay.
I'm like online impulse buyer. I'm like that kid at the grocery store checkout aisle, just grabbing candy bars off the shelf, you know, shoving them into the cart. Like, Mom, can we get this copy of National Enquirer? You know, can I get this Three Musketeers bar? You know, that's me online shopping.
Okay.
I'm the complete opposite.
Now, didn't you have a story from when you were in China online shopping?
Yeah, so the thing is in China, you know, online shopping has been really big for like 15 years. It's been a big part of the culture. That's one thing they're kind of ahead of us on, right?
Wish out of China? That's a big site. My kids have ordered a lot from
Wish,
that.
Wish, Taobao, Alibaba. Yeah. So one time, you know, we lived in Wuhan, so we were there back in the day, and there was no pizza places. And so finally, one year, they got this one pizza place called New York Style Pizza. So we're super excited. We order the pizza. It doesn't come for an hour. We call back. We're like, hey, where's our pizza? They're like, we're making it. We're making it, right? Which in China, that could mean, like, we don't even have a guy who knows how to make pizza. It could mean anything, right? So the pizza shows up 3 hours and 15 minutes after we ordered it, and it has chicken bones in it. Like, we're talking whole pieces of the chicken.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, if this is what New York style pizza is like in Wuhan, how bad is Chicago deep dish going to be when it finally makes it here?
Now we understand how the virus originated there.
Right. There you go. That's it. It came from New York Pizza in Lund.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Drew.
Yeah,
we'll talk to you
time.
Next week, buddy.
All right. Take care, Mark.
All right. We actually share the same birthday, June 12th. Great day to be born. He's 20 years my junior. It's interesting. I'm the tortoise, and he's the hare in online shopping.
It was Championship Saturday in state hockey for the boys. Hudson wins it all in Division I. Congratulations to the Raiders. And in girls' state hockey, we had it for you on our sister station, WOGO, for the second time in as many state games. Chippewa Falls, Menominee, that's a co-op of Chi-High, McDonnell, and Menominee High Schools, went to OT, this time against University School of Milwaukee. Here's how it ended on WOGO Sports.
And CFM starts to generate something. Here's Bonnie Cottrell. Brianna moves in.
CFM has won it!
Brianna Bonacontrol with the centering pass. The glove's thrown high in the air. And CFM scores an overtime goal to take the state title 3-2.
More sports to come this week, but for now, let's just enjoy this. Congratulations, CFM Sabres. Yes, they brought it home. Congratulations to Coach Tony Menard and all of those incredible young ladies for the Chippewa Falls Menominee Sabres winning their program's first ever state championship. I know they got a police escort bringing that trophy home. Fantastic to see. And you know what? Could be more hardware coming to Western and Central Wisconsin. Girls state basketball qualifiers, Hudson in D1, Onalaska in D2, La Crosse Aquinas in D3, Fall Creek and Bangor in D4, and Chippewa Falls McDonald in Division 5 makes their first ever appearance at state since joining the WIAA in 2000. A lot of sports. It was a great weekend. Congratulations, everyone.
So my highlight over the weekend was probably ordering my mom an e-gift card online. I did that for Christmas for her and my stepdad and for a restaurant, and now this. And so, but as I was saying to Drew Fralick at 6:45 this morning, I said, I'm the world's slowest online shopper. He said he's the world's fastest, which is he's 20 years my junior. So
he uses probably the one-click thing.
He's just ordering things quick, whatever. So that was kind of funny. But happy birthday to Mom yesterday. Meanwhile, caught up on some of the shows I've been following. We're completely caught up on Blacklist. And
really?
I'm still working through season 2 of Designated Survivor. Boy, you never know what's going to happen on that show.
I know. That's the thing. It's very
Kiefer Sutherland, such a great actor.
I know. I loved him in 24. I think I watched some of Designated Survivor and then got distracted, happens a lot with
all
me.
All right. And then finally, breakfast Saturday morning at Randy's. We were there when the doors opened. My buddy Jason Cans from 5:45, first thoughts in the morning. And some great guy time in the morning with other brothers. And so that's great, you know. So you need that. So
I'm still kind of recovering from the busyness of the weekend. So, Thursday night was a game way up in Minong. Love doing high school sports. I love this. And again, I apologize to Christmas, but this is the most wonderful time of the year. I absolutely love
March
tournament
Madness
time.
In February, right?
Yes, in high school basketball and college basketball, it's great. And so, exhausting, but in a good, very satisfying way. So way up to Minong and back Thursday night, Friday night, had a home game. Saturday, the quickest turnaround I've ever had between two games that were not in the same venue. So we went up to Prairie Farm after the CFM Sabres won their state championship game. Again, congratulations, ladies. So I was listening. There's no one better than Greg Stewart. There's just no one better than him on hockey. And so I was listening to that call, and Wogo came in all the way up to Prairie Farm. So I was listening to that all the way through. And then did a game at Prairie Farm. The McDonald Lady Macs, for the first time in program history, punched their ticket to state, which is awesome. Another team, the Western Clover Belt, Fall Creek. We recap that in the sports. A lot of teams from Western and Central Wisconsin making it to state. But the Crickets also going down in a higher division. But so we're in Prairie Farm. That's an hour away from here.
Yeah.
And normally, you come into a game. I don't know about your prep, Mark, but usually, I mean, I try and give myself a good hour and a half to get settled in, get all the equipment set up and tested and work through all of my stats, my coaches' interviews, things like that. Well, I left Prairie Farm and had an hour drive, and by the time I walk into McDonald, I had to be on the air. Literally, I had 4 to 5 minutes to set everything up, when normally I'd give myself an hour and a half. I had 4 to 5 minutes to set things up and be on the air. And we made it, and McDonald boys won as well. They played a strong game against Owen Withy. So Blackhawks, congratulations on your fine season. But afterward, yeah, there's just that pleasant tiredness where it's, I can't really even walk because I'm getting older and I've been sitting in bleachers. So it was a busy, busy weekend, but loved every moment of it.
Yeah, no, it sounds like I get tired just thinking about what you did there.
Good morning. My name is Sherry, and I'm calling from Bloomer, and here is my cabin
fever scream.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
Hi, this is Jackie from Eau Claire. I have cabin fever.
Warning. Cabin fever detected.
Well, it is a Make Us Laugh Monday. We haven't underscored it a whole lot, but it is, and just about every Monday. Occasionally, maybe we have something to pause that. But here we go. Our best eight jokes let you know how low the bar is. And have you go, well, I can do better than that at 396-1670. So, Caleb, start us off.
All right. Well, IKEA, I don't know if you heard about this, but IKEA has been accused of evading over $500 million in taxes, Mark.
Wow.
Apparently, prosecutors have been after them for years, but they've been having a really hard time putting their case together.
Okay.
I like that one. Go ahead.
Mine's a little simpler, Caleb. Why did the melons get married?
I'm not sure.
I mean, they can't elope. All right.
I like that one.
All right, good.
Hey, did you hear about the optician who made the biggest pair of glasses in the world?
No.
It was a huge spectacle.
Was it at Sterling Optical?
Yes. Next working to TJ Maxx in Eau Claire.
Working in advertisers. Hey, you know what? You love sports.
I do.
And again, it's not the season for this yet, but it's coming. Yeah, camping isn't a true sport, but it is intense.
Hey, a photon in the airport comes up to the TSA, and they ask him if he needs to check any baggage, and he says, no, I'm traveling light. A photon.
Aha.
Okay. All right, do you have any more?
Yes, I got two more.
All right, here we go.
What's the best day? Again, it's still winter, but what's the best day to go to the beach?
I'm not sure.
Sunday, of course.
Very smart. Okay. Very smart. And I know that you know this. I'm right 98% of the time, and who cares about the other 3%?
Okay. That one actually got me to laugh the most.
One out of four.
You know, just, I said the most. That didn't mean the other ones didn't. All right. I'm simple. Simple, Caleb.
There you go.
Hey, a final one for me. How does a dog stop a video?
I'm not sure.
By hitting the pause button.
All right, a Make Us Laugh Monday. That's how we do it. We set the bar very low.
Hey, this is Kevin. I wanted to make you laugh Monday. What did the cow say to the pig? Move over. You're hogging the road.
Oh, man.
Kevin from Fountain City this morning on the Wibble Listener Line at 396-1670. That was probably better than any of our jokes on a Make Us Laugh Monday. What's yours?
Well, the world's most loving, encouraging mom had a birthday yesterday, and she's on the line with us from Wauwatosa in suburban Milwaukee. Good morning, Mom.
Well, that's a nice way to start out. Thank you.
Little bit different than last year. Last year, you had the milestone 80th birthday, and we had the big party. Today, it's been a year since the big party. What a year, huh?
Oh, yes. What a year is right. Yes. It's really difficult, not being able. The hardest thing is not being able to have loved ones over. I mean, you and your family, you know, you've come to visit and then you stay with us. And
in the past?
Yes, in the past, not for over a year now. Mm-hmm. And so, that is very, very hard. And, going out for lunch with my friends. Well, I still do that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like things, thank the Lord, are getting better.
Yep.
But even, I guess, when you do get, we're getting our vaccine March 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And you still can't let your guard down too much for a while.
Right.
Now, I know you like to keep fit, like to work out. What's that been like in the past year? Because, maybe not being able to go to gyms nearly as much as you used to, right?
Right. Except I have to tell you, we have been the last couple of months still going. In fact, I'll be going this morning. Ken's there already. Because the place we go, it's called the WAC, and they're very, very careful with, you know, you spray the machine down before and after, and social distance, and they're very strict with masks.
Here's the challenge, though. That's the Wisconsin Athletic Club. When your mom is, like, fitter than you are.
That's what I was just going to say.
And she just turned 81.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, I had cake and donuts over the weekend.
I know it.
So.
I know.
Well, I started when I was 50 working out.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
Well, it's not too late.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I've got 17 more years of sloth, and then I can, then
yeah,
I can
right.
make it up after
I can that. Always start working out at 50. So.
Yeah, anyhow, yeah, and you have to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I actually enjoy it, and so does
yeah.
Ken.
Right.
Otherwise, you're not going to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you love life, and you laugh, and you have fun, and you guys have done a lot of puzzles and different things
oh,
like
yeah.
that. So yeah.
We're puzzled out right now, though. This is really the last one yeah. we said till next year that
all right.
we're working on.
Well, sure. we can't wait till we can come and see you sometime soon, but it's been a year since that memorable party, and so glad we got that in pre-COVID. So.
Oh, yeah, me too. And I just got to share this with you real quick. I have two cousins I've always been close to, one's in Colorado, one's in Arizona.
Yeah.
And yesterday I told Kent, gosh, this 970 number keeps, you know, and we don't pick up unless there's a name that we uh-huh. recognize or if we recognize the number. So anyhow, at the end of the day, I thought, usually I was listening to voicemails. And anyhow, so I finally listened and here my cousin Joyce in Colorado is trying to call me.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Didn't realize because she never calls.
Uh-huh.
And then David, you'll get a kick out of this. David, he's in Arizona. Yesterday, he messaged me or texted me, happy birthday, old-timer. But he's 3 months older.
Yeah.
So I said, thank you, older-timer.
Yeah.
There you go. Older.
My mom had one sibling, and she's passed. But then, so those are her cousins she's referring to. So there
yeah.
you go.
Well, 81 years young. I hope it was an amazing day and happy belated birthday for both. But I know Mark weighed in yesterday, but please accept my belated birthday wishes today.
Much. Oh, you guys are awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening from Tosa.
Oh, well, I enjoy listening to you guys. My pleasure.
All right.
Thanks
okay,
for brightening
thanks.
Up our morning. Bye-bye. Okay.
It's Make Your Mama's Proud time.
I love my mama. 103.7
WWIB. Well, this is the 41st anniversary of one of the truly iconic sports moments.
1980.
The Miracle on Ice was an ice hockey game during the 1980 Winter Olympics in Lake Placid, New York. It was played between the hosting United States and the Soviet Union. Not Russia, but the Soviet Union, the USSR.
And hang with us. Even if you're not a sports
yeah.
fan, hang with us. Because, again, this is iconic and really American history.
It really is. Though the Soviet Union was a four-time defending gold medalist and heavily favored, the U.S. battled them as truly a David versus a Goliath. The Soviet Union won the gold medal game in five of the previous six Winter Olympics games, and they were the favorites, heavy favorites, to win again in Lake Placid. The team for the U.S., the team for the Soviets consisted primarily of professional players with significant experience in international competition. By contrast, the underdog, the massive underdog U.S. team led by coach Herb Brooks from Minnesota.
From Minnesota.
Comprised mostly amateur players. With only four players with minimal minor league experience, the U.S. was the youngest team in the tournament, the whole tournament, and in U.S. national team history, in fact. In the group stage, both the Soviets and the U.S. teams were unbeaten. The U.S. achieved several notable results, including a 2-2 draw against Sweden and a 7-3 upset win over second-place favorite Czechoslovakia. So, for the first game in the medal round, the U.S. played the Soviets. Finishing the first period, tied at 2 apiece, the Soviets led 3-2 following the second period. The U.S. team scored, I got goosebumps, two more goals to take their first lead midway in the third and final period.
I'm getting them too.
And now we enter into the final minute with Al Michaels on the call with the U.S. leading 4-3.
21 years ago today.
41.
Now Petrov controls, back to Varlamov, skating in on the left side. Into the American end, 55 seconds, but Mikhailov has the puck. Mikhailov sweeping in, out in front, backhander goes wide. I think Krejci might have got just a piece of it. Mikhailov, back out to Billy Legendov. 43 seconds remaining. Morrow, check into the boards, it comes back to center ice. 37 seconds left in the game. Petrov with it, the Americans on top, 4-3. Long shot, Craig able to get a piece of it to sweep it away. 28 seconds. The crowd going insane. Varlamov shooting it into the American end again. Morrow is back there. Now Johnson, 19 seconds. Johnson over to Ramsey. Billy Legendov gets checked by Ramsey. McClanahan is there. The puck is still loose. 11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game.
Over.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
Amazing. Man.
I know we're both big sports fans here, but there was just something about that. The big bullies of the USSR. A bunch of college kids.
I know.
Who played together. I mean, that I got to watch that movie tonight. It's on Disney Plus.
I am embarrassed to say I've never watched. I've seen
Kurt
parts,
Russell was
but I've never seen the whole thing. Yeah,
one.
Kurt Russell as the head coach, right? And some of the names, Michael Ruzzioni, Jim Craig in the net.
Yep.
So many guys. Mark Johnson from Wisconsin. So.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, so cool. 41 years ago today, say it right now, 41 years ago today, an iconic moment in history.